I stalked over to him and glared into his masked face. Why are you laughing at the verdict of this court?
Just happy. Glad I'm cleared. I was scared, real scared. Know what I mean?
I allowed the scowling muscles in my face to relax. Okay, Eddie, if that's all it was, we'll accept that. There for a minute, I thought, let me be frank. Every time I'm around you, Eddie, I get the feeling that I'm about to be conned.
By me? Huh? Couldn't happen. You're too sharp. Way ahead of me.
Well, I wouldn't have put it that way. I mean, modesty wouldn't permit me to come right out and say that, but you've raised a good point. I reached down and gave him a pat on the shoulder. You've come a long way, little buddy, but you've still got much to learn from the head of ranch security.
Right, you bet.
And I'm just thankful we came through this investigation without any casualties. That laundry monster was one of the scariest things I've ever encountered on this ranch. I wonder where he went. Eddie glanced over both shoulders, then whispered,
Robin's still around.
You think so? He lost his sheep, you know.
Yeah, running around naked. He'll be back, steal another sheep.
That opened my eyes. You really think so?
Oh, sure. They can't stand to be naked. You know that.
I do? I mean, yes, you're exactly right. It's common knowledge.
What'll we do if he comes back?
I swallowed. Well, I really don't know. To tell you the truth, I'd hope that he wouldn't. Eddie started walking to the west.
Better hide. Feed barn.
Hey, Eddie. He kept going, so I ran after him. Look, pal, it's easy for you to walk away from a monster attack, but I'm head of ranch security. He shot me a glance.
Yeah, you saved the house. What'd you get?
Well, for one thing, I got the satisfaction of...
Got in trouble, right?
Okay, Loper was a little steamed because I woke him up, but at a deeper level... What are you saying, Eddie? Are you saying that... You got a point there. I mean, I put my life on the line and they yell at me and tell me to shut up my barking.
Not fair.
No, it's not fair at all. And sometimes I think...
Let them suffer. Serves them right.
Sometimes I think I ought to walk off the job and let them suffer. It would serve them right.
Great idea. Never thought of that.
Yeah, well, you've never been head of ranch security. You just don't know...
Right. Injured pride, hurt feelings, stuff like that.
Exactly. And why should I... I looked around and saw that we were nearing the corrals. Where did you say we're going?
Feed barn.
I stopped. Wait a minute. Why are we going to the feed barn? I mean, why not somewhere else? Eddie, this isn't one of your famous deals, is it? He glanced around and dropped his voice to a whisper.
Can't tell you. It's a secret. You'll see.
He walked on. Well, I had nothing better to do, and I was kind of curious about what his secret might be, so I accompanied him down to the feed barn. Do you remember the feed barn? It was an old shed in the southeast corner of the corrals, made of cedar poles and 1x8 lumber. It had a dirt floor and a tin roof. Since it was handy to the corrals and somewhat weathertight, we used it for storing hay and horse feed. You might also remember that the door was warped at the bottom just enough so that a clever dog could wiggle his way inside in case he, well, got in trouble up at the house and needed a place to hide out for a while. I had used it for a hideout on several occasions and it had come in handy. The only problem with that warped door was that our local raccoons knew about it too, and on several occasions they had broken in and torn up sacks of horse feed. Sweet feed, it's called, because it contains molasses, as well as corn, barley, and other grains. It comes in 50-pound paper sacks, don't you know? And raccoons love to rip up the sacks. That was a major no-no, raccoons getting into the sweet feed. But at the present time, it happened to be no problem. Why? Because we were out of horse feed, or almost out. I knew that because keeping up with all the ranch inventory was part of my job. And, just the day before, I'd heard Loper say that we needed some more feed. I was curious to see if Eddie knew about the warped door. If he did, it would provide me with information for the future, just in case the feed barn was ever raided again. If it was, I would already have one suspect on my list of suspects. I mean, in some ways, Eddie was a nice little guy. But in my line of work, we have no friends. Everyone is a suspect, and we're always on the alert for new pieces of information. That's just part of being a top-of-the-line, blue-ribbon cowdog. We never lose that instinct for protecting the ranch. We care, even when there's no reason for caring. Anyways, I hung back and watched to see if Eddie knew the secret combination for entering the feed barn. Aha! Just as I had begun to suspect, he went straight to the door and, well, stopped. He sat down and began rolling his busy little hands.
Gosh, door's shut. Can't get in.
Chuckling to myself, I nudged him out of the way and took the lead position. Eddie, I'll show you a little trick if you'll promise never to reveal it to any of your thieving friends and kinfolks. Watch this. I dropped down on my belly and slithered my way through the crack. Now, let's see if you can do it. He squeezed through the crack, but not nearly as gracefully as I'd done it. That told me something pretty important. Eddie had never raided the feed barn before. That was good news. Well, once inside the feed barn, I felt free to sit down and relax. Whew. Boy, what a night! Eddie, I sure thought we'd lost you to the laundry monster. I heard him make an odd sound. Are you laughing?
Oh no, allergies. Cough, cough. See, ragweed.
The ragweed doesn't make pollen until late summer, Eddie.
Wheat dust.
They won't be cutting wheat for another month.
Sporophonic particles. You know about those things?
Sporophonic? Oh, sure, those things. Yes, they cause coughing and sneezing, don't they?
Bad, terrible. Cough, 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 cough.
Hey, you'd better take care of that cough, pal. It sounds pretty... He reached up and started poking one of his fingers into my ear. Would you mind not doing that? How can I show concern for your health when you're sticking fingers into my ear?
Sorry, got bored. You know me. Moonlight madness. Moon's up. I gotta move. Daylight comes. I'm zonked.
I moved away from him. Yes, we've been through this before, Eddie. Goof off all night, sleep all day, and blame it on moonlight madness. It's part of being a raccoon, and it's something you must learn to control. His little eyes were shining.
Listen, got a deal. Garbage barrels. Quick job. In and out. No heavy lifting.
No. We did a garbage job the last time you were here. Do you remember who got caught and sent into exile? Me.
Okay, garden. Raid the garden. Corn, lettuce, okra. Great stuff.
No. The corn isn't ripe and I don't eat okra or lettuce. No deals, Eddie. Just try to relax and be a nice, law-abiding little raccoon. He heaved a sigh.
I get bored. Hey, you smell something?
I sniffed the air. No, I don't. Yes, I do smell something. It smells pretty good, doesn't it? I wonder what it could be. I heard him sniffing the air again.
Candy!
I don't think so, Eddie. See, this is a feed barn, not a candy barn. If this were a candy barn, it might be full of candy. But since that smell is so sweet, we must consider the possibility that it might be, candy. What do you think?
Right, sweet, candy.
One of the cowboys might very well have left a candy bar in here.
Sure, hiding it. That's it.
Exactly, he was trying to hide it and... No, wait, I've got an even better explanation. Listen to this. My eyes prowled the darkness just in case we were being watched and monitored. Eavesdrope. Listen to. One of the cowboys was down here working, see? And he had a bag of candy in his pocket. He bent over to pick something up and the candy slid out of his pocket.
That's it. And now we can smell it, right?
You've got it, pal. That's it. The whole story.
Should we eat it?
Hey, Eddie, you know what they say about finders keepers? Finders keepers use their beepers.
Beep, beep.
Huh? Was that you, Eddie? I just heard, well, a beeping sound.
Right, beeper went off.
Well, that settles it, doesn't it? If your beeper went off, that makes us finders keepers, right? That's further proof that the mysterious lost candy was meant for us.
Wow, what a mind. Wouldn't have thought of that. Should we eat it?
You bet your life. That is, if we can find it in the dark.
No problem. I'll find it. Watch.
I heard him sniffing and patting his hands in the dark. Then?
Got it. Candy. Big bag of candy.
Great. Is it still in the wrapper?
Yep. Paper wrapper.
That checks out, doesn't it? Do you suppose we can tear it off and get to the candy? He squeaked a little laugh.
Hee hee. No problem. I've got hands.
Hey, Eddie. That was a big rip.
Right. Big bag of candy. Real big.
I could hear him gobbling something.
Oh, yes. Want a bite? Great stuff.
You bet I do. Hey, we found it fair and square. Finders keepers, right? Don't hog it all, Eddie. Here I come.